Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. It's who I got.
I hope that everybody is doing okay tonight. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's 1 Timothy 5:3. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. I hope that you had a blessed week. Tonight we're going to be talking about truth-filling, assessing your situation. Truthfully, assessing your situation. Scripture is coming from Philippians 3:13-14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, for forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those which are before, I press forward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Well, have you ever taken time and seriously thought about reviewing your accomplishments, what you have done and what you have not done in your life and ministry? We do our best to be very honest with each other, but I'm sure we have thought about it. Taking this kind of look at ourselves, our work is not always pleasant. Sometimes we find areas of failure, areas where we know the Lord expected more of us. But in order for us to see the truth about our lives, the way God sees it, He requires us to lay down our pride and be honest with ourselves. In the end, we always glad that we didn't review because it helps us repent for the time that we have failed. Rejoice over what God helped us so to accomplish, and make sure we are the we're on the right path, the right track. That we will do the most to focus and be effective. When other people say, wow, you have accomplished so much. You have done such a great job. We are always glad that they see fruits in our lives. However, most people question to us is what others think, but what the Lord thinks of us and our accomplishment. That's what's more important. Maybe it's true that we accomplish a lot and compare to what others have done. But how we compare to others and ministry is not measuring stick we are to use to determine how we are doing. Well, what Paul says in Corinthians, the 2 Corinthians the 10th chapter, the 12th verse. Paul says, measure themselves with themselves and compare themselves with one another. They behave unwisely. This means our measuring stick should never be how to measure up to other human beings. Compared to them, we might have done well, but the real issue is how we measure up the goals the Lord gave us. When we stand before Jesus, isn't he going to judge us on how we did in comparison with others? He will judge us on how we did with the assignment he gave us. Therefore, you should ask yourself on a regular basis, am I accomplishing the goal the Lord has given me? Can I stand before him with a heart of condemnation, knowing that I gave my very best effort, work, and faith to achieve his will? What, if any, changes do I need to make in my life, schedule, commitment, and financial resources to do what the Lord has told me to do? Well, I have a confession to make. Last year when we were still on the air at 11 o'clock, I'm going to be honest with you, many times I didn't want to wake up. I would take a nap, go over my what I'm going to talk about and take a nap, and I fall asleep. But many times I did overslept. But there were times I did not want to go on the air. And there were times we did have technical difficulties with the show. But there were times that I really did not feel like getting on the air. But God convicted me. And when he did, I promised him that I would be faithful and make sure that I try to accomplish the goal that he wants me to accomplish with this ministry, being on the air, trying to reach others, widows, not just the state in the state of Georgia, but other states as well. And I'm committed now, and like I say, before we was on the air at 11, and 11 was kind of difficult for many, not just for me only. And when we changed in the beginning of the year, this past year, to 10 o'clock, it did make things easier. I'm able to stay awake and be ready to begin this show at 10 o'clock. I haven't fallen asleep, and pretty much the only thing that has happened is some technical difficulties that we've had with the show, and that's something that I can't help, something that will happen from time to time, but I'm hoping that it won't happen that often. So that's my confession, but now I am committed to doing God's will. I will not look back. I will look forward and keep on moving forward and staying focused to do his will. Learning to be honest about ourselves, our work, our success, and our failure is vitally important. We learn from our past mistakes. We ask the Lord to forgive us for our failures. Then we turn our eyes to the present and begin to make the necessary corrections in order to start doing better. When Paul was in prison in Rome, he had a lot of time to think. But before I go any further, today I've been obsessed with Paul lately. I got on YouTube today and found the story of Paul. There is also on Sunday night at 10 o'clock, what's the name of the show? TBN. They have a spiritual show every week about different people in the Bible. Last week it was Paul and Silas. I know it was Paul love the story of Paul because it's just that he was such a dedicated person. Once he took on and the belief in Jesus Christ on that Damascus road, he became very committed and never stopped doing God's will. And today I got on YouTube, and there is where you can actually, it's almost like a movie, where you can see different parts of the story life of Paul. And you can keep clicking on it. I think it goes on for about maybe 10 minutes, and then you can go into another part, part two, part three. It goes on and on. And I found myself the whole afternoon for hours just looking at it. I was just so obsessed by looking at the things that Paul went through, as well as when he got together with Peter and James and all of them, the things that they had to go through to fulfill God's will. It wasn't easy. Nothing that you do is the will of God is easy, but we must be committed in knowing that God will be with us each and every way. But getting back to what Paul, when he was in prison in Rome, he had a lot of time to think. So he sat in prison and reflected his life and achievement. He thought about what he had done and what he hadn't done, and what he didn't and what he still needed to do. I am sure that, like all of us, Paul was tempted to look at his life in comparison to others and compare to others he had done a great deal. These are some of the things that Paul had done. He had preached all over the Mediterranean Sea. He preached in the imperial palace. He started churches all over the Asia Minor. He had written most of the New Testament, and he was one of the greatest apostles of the generation. Paul could have rightfully told himself, "I have done more than men have ever dreamed of doing. I have done more than anyone else I know." But rather, he didn't. Rather than think of all of his accomplishments, he used the time in prison to truthfully assess his life. Then he wrote these famous words, the scripture that I read before, that came from Philippians 3:13, and many more that he wrote. Although Paul had accomplished a great deal in his ministry, he knew he hadn't done everything that he was supposed to do. That is one reason that it was, he said it was not time for him to die, because he had more things to do. Even though it was dreadful and it didn't look good while he was in prison, he kept on focusing on his accomplishment. But Paul knew it wasn't time for him to leave yet, because he had so much more work to do. I am sure Paul was so thankful for everything that he had seen and all that God had already accomplished through him. This is why Paul went on to say, "But this is one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and teaching forth unto those things which is before. But I want you to stop and think about Paul, what Paul was choosing to forget and to put behind him." Some say Paul was forgetting his life of sin, but he had put that behind him long ago. Now he was putting his past success and accomplishment behind him. Do you know why he had to do this? Because stopping at past victory is what keeps people from moving forward into the future victory. They become so fixated on what they have done that they lose sight of what they need to do. And many of us do this all the time. Just think about it. And that keeps us from moving forward to possess new territory in God's plan for our lives. Give an example of something, too. Many big corporations lose the cutting edge they once held because they spend most of their energy gloating about how big and how good they were. While they were gloating, some smaller companies, which dedicated people and a huge vision, snap up from behind and surpass larger corporations. But the larger corporation didn't know what was happening because they were spending so much time thinking about how big they were. They spent too much time focusing on the past that someone else passed them by. Does that sound like something that you know about yourself? Paul knew he had done more than most men, but it was all right for him to cherish those memories. By dwelling on the past accomplishment, going to get him out of the jail or back in the swing of what he needed to be doing, there were still huge part of the vision that were unfinished. He's in jail, but he's still thinking about what he needed to finish, what he needed to still accomplish, what God wanted him to do. Even though the past had been great and he was thankful to God for every victory he had experienced, it was time for him to begin reaching forth unto those things which were before him. He never stopped a beat. I mean, he never skipped a beat. He continued to keep looking forward and thinking about all the things that he did not accomplish. And it's amazing that most of the New Testament he wrote in prison. So it's amazing how he stayed focused, even though that his past, when he was called Saul, he killed people, lots of people, every Christian, his duty was to anyone that talked about Jesus, his job was to kill them. But it's so amazing what God can change that around and forgive you and let that, how he uses seem like the bad to make good. It's more or less that how many people that Saul killed in his lifetime and how God turned that around and make it for his good. How he went and taught all over the Mediterranean Sea about Jesus and how he wrote the New Testament that we read today. And there's so many reading of these different scripture that means so much and gives us strength and encouragement to know how God wants us to be in this world. So it's just so amazing how Paul continued to do his will in spite of. And we all need to rejoice all that God has already done, what God has done in our lives. However, we must still focus on what we haven't done yet. Thinking of the past victory will encourage and remind you of God's faithfulness. But eventually, you'll have to leave the past behind and turn your eyes to the present and the future. You can't go forward while constantly looking backwards. Think about some of the things that you have gone through. the more you keep focused on the past, you're not going to be able to go to the future, because that will hold you back. Thoughts will hold you back, because sometimes you're thinking negative about the past, and that will definitely hold you back if you keep thinking about the past. Your spouse passed away, I know there are times that you kept going back, I wish that he was still here, we could be doing this, we could be doing that. Well, that won't happen anymore. That's the past. We must now go to the future. We must be strong and do whatever God has for us to do, as well as being there for our family and our friends. Yesterday victory were yesterday. Yesterday good report were yesterday. Yesterday accomplishment were for yesterday. So don't look back about yesterday. Your future is important, so treat it that way. Look at your life and seriously think about that, your status of what's happening into your life right now. Let the Holy Spirit speak to your heart. Be willing to also accept what He wants you to do. Thank God for every victory in your life, because there's many victory in your life. I think if you sit and think about it, there's more victory than failure. Keep your eyes focused on the future so you can keep marching forward to fulfill every detail of your vision that God has for you to do. And just think also that you might not think that you don't have that God doesn't have anything for you to do. Yes, He does. Everybody has a purpose in life, but you just have to believe and also ask God, what is your purpose? What is for you to do? Many of you are encourager for your family. When there's something need to be asked, someone need really a favor of any kind, they pick up a telephone and dial your number. There's so many of your family members that depend on you for a lot of different things. So you are here for a purpose. You are here for an encourager, or whatever situation that you do for your family members, your neighbor or your friends, just knowing that we all have a purpose here in life. So let's try to not look at the past and look at the future. Now, last week I asked you, all of you that was on the air, to do something, to reach out and to write or call someone that has done something wonderful in your life that you feel that they deserve that acknowledgement. Now, I did that this past week, and God gave me the words I needed to speak to this person. I wrote her a letter. I received something as I read my daily word this week. I was reading this, and all of a sudden, the Spirit just came on me and said, use those words here to tell her how you feel. And I did. I wrote a letter and gave it to her. I was able to give it to her instead of mailing it to her, because I went to lunch with a group of my friends. And one of those friends, God wanted me, and also I felt the need to do it as well, to give her that letter with the things that I felt that she has done for me since I've been here, here in Georgia. So I wanted to thank her. And I told her not to read it until she gets home because I didn't want her to read it while she was around us. And she called me, and she was just so thankful for what I said in that letter. So just know that when you do those things sometimes, it means, you don't know how much it means to that other person. If you can't write it, you can pick up the telephone and call and just let them know that the things that they have done for you in the past meant so much, and it will make you feel just as good. So if you didn't do that last week, you still got an opportunity. Do it this week. And that also is work that you're doing for God, making someone else feel good and just thanking them that what they have done for you, you really appreciate that. But let's pray. We only have a few more minutes. I do have, before we pray, I do want to make an announcement about it once again about our anniversary. Our anniversary is our 11th anniversary is September the 13th. We are celebrating our 11th anniversary on Saturday morning from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. Same place we always have our anniversary. So I hope that you will invite someone. That is your duty. Invite another widow to come to the celebration and let them be encouraged. So spread the word and come and enjoy a wonderful breakfast with us and help us to celebrate our 11th anniversary. Let's end this show with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the progress you've already done in our lives. We ask you today to turn our eyes in the future before us, because we know that you have done so much for us, and we want to continue to focus and do your will. We ask you not to let us miss anything that you have designed for us to do. Help us to make the right choice and the right decision on the things that are of you. And also give us the vision to run the race which you have us to do. We ask you to help us in every way to do your will and to continue to run this race and press forward towards the prize of the Most High God in our lives. We thank you. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Be blessed and have a great week. Tune in again next week, same time, 10 p.m. to 10:30 a.m. Be blessed and have a great one.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. It's who I got. Every praise, every praise,
every praise.